I'm Matt Mark Graff. You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. I'm joined now in the studio by Chad Lampe, and on the phone is Friends of LBL volunteer coordinator Emily Schmanicki, here to tell us how you can get involved in Friends of LBL activities this summer.
Hey, Emily, how are you?
Good.
Very good. This is our first LBL Sounds Good. We hope to have many more of these this season. And a reminder that Friends of LBL is a nonprofit partner established in 1983 to support Land Between the Lakes. It provides a variety of services and assistance to maintain the quality programs, facilities, and experiences that LBL offers. And Emily, thanks so much for your time. Let's talk about some of the volunteer opportunities that you have in front of you immediately. And that is the Bobcat Island cleanup. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, we're going to be having a Bobcat Island cleanup. It's part of the new Woodlands Nature Watch area. It's kind of around the Nature Station area. And it's part of National Get Outdoors Day. And what we're doing, it's a kayak canoe cleanup. And it's from 8:30 to 12. And people need to just come out and bring their kayak or canoes. And the U.S. Coast Guard is actually going to be out there helping us. We're going to paddle out about a mile to an island that has just picked up a ton of trash from the flooding and from the river itself. And we're going to be hauling that stuff back to shore and getting it out and recycling what we can out of it. So it's just a real short morning event. But we usually pull in about 400 or 500 pounds of trash, if not more.
And how much do you end up recycling?
Usually about 56% of it's recyclable.
Which is pretty amazing. How do folks find you to get involved for the Bobcat Island cleanup?
They can call my office, and that number is 270-924-2007. Or they can sign up at the Get Connected website, which is, I should have looked that up before I called.
It's volunteermurray.org, and that's where I'm looking at some of the opportunities you have now. You're also in need of a graphic artist. Explain that need.
Yeah, we actually have a gift shop, and we actually have five gift shops, and they help support the nonprofit, a lot of our needs and support our functions. And one of our biggest needs is just having somebody that can help do graphic art for our website, some of our materials that we sell, some of our volunteer items that we give out, and we're in need of somebody that can do that kind of stuff because we just don't have the means to do it here.
And does that person need any type of educated background? Could it be a hobby for them? How do you weed out the folks that can help you there?
Well, it could be a hobby, and it could be somebody that's got a background that just wants to help. You know, if you've got the talent and the skill, you know, we'll take it however it comes.
And you can learn more about Friends of Land Between the Lakes or the Land Between the Lakes Association at friendsoflbl.org. You can see the website that Emily was referencing. You have a program called the Bugle Corps, which it sounds like a lot of fun for folks. Could you explain more about that?
Yeah, it's our Elk and Bison Prairie Bugle Corps. We have a group of volunteers. We have meetings about every other month. But what they do is they go out into our Elk and Bison Prairie and educate visitors on the plants, the elk, the bison. They take props out to show to different visitors, the horns and things from the bison and the fur. So people can actually have a hands-on experience while they're in the prairie. It gives them that good connection with nature.
Yeah, do they have to kind of police the area just a little bit to make sure that the people aren't, you know, getting out of their vehicles or trying to approach the elk or bison?
Yeah, they do keep some of the visitors under control, mm-hmm. and as well making sure that the animals are safe. So it's works hand in hand.
How many folks do you typically like to have on your list of Bugle Corps volunteers?
As many as I can get.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would love it. Right now we're sitting about 25 constant volunteers for the Bugle Corps, but I mean, we would love to have more.
And you provide them a vehicle as well, right?
Yes, we do. We provide them a vehicle.
So that way if the bison or elk get too close, they don't have to worry too much about any, you know, possible damage that may occur to the vehicle.
Yeah, on occasion they do like to have a scratch. Mm-hmm. So,
what's the training opportunity like for somebody who wants to get involved with the Bugle Corps?
Basically, they would come in and we send them out. We've got some really regular volunteers that have been here for about 10 years, and we will send them out and do some training with them so that you know they can learn the ropes a little bit. It's probably 2 or 3 day to really get them in, and then from there it's just hands-on learning. So, but yeah, they just have to call in, and we'll get them set up. Not a problem.
What are some of the other major, you know, maybe somebody can't be a member of the Bugle Corps or Bobcat Island Cleanup, they don't have a kayak or a canoe. Is there kind of like a rush of volunteers where you kind of send out a massive call to get as many people to come and clean up one particular part of the park in a given day?
We do have other shoreline cleanups, other areas of cleanup, usually around National Public Lands Day in September. We will get groups that just want to come out and volunteer, and they can, you know, they'll call me up some days and they just want to clean up trash on a Saturday, and so we get them trash bags and get them all set up to go out and do that, you know, and if there is a need for it, we can set one up in no time. So, yeah, there's a lot of opportunities. We also have an Adopt-a-Trail program, which actually June 1st is National Trails Day. And we're going to be having kind of a grand opening of our new East to West Trail. And folks can come out from 8 to 12 if they have an interest in adopting a section of trail, any trail in LBL. They come out and talk to us. We'll be out there. Me and the trail guys will be out there.
What does it take to adopt a trail?
If you've got a section of trail that you hike a lot and you love it and want to pick up the trash along it, clean up limbs, report any large down trees, and, you know, it's just something you're doing because you're out there hiking. It's a pretty simple program to get into.
Are there any specific requirements for folks to do that? You have to be out on the trail so many times a month or so many times a year?
About once a month. If a trail gets checked about once a month, that's fair. So, but some people come out. I have one gentleman that comes out every week. You know, it just depends on what kind of time you can give to that.
You can see all of this information again. There are two different opportunities. You can go to friendsoflbl.org to learn more about the Friends of LBL organization. You can also learn more about different types of volunteer opportunities, and you can look at immediate volunteer opportunities at volunteermurray.org, part of the United Way's Get Connected website. And
yeah.
It looks great. And Emily, is there anything else that I've neglected to talk to you about? I do know that you're looking for a shop vacuum, according to the Volunteer Murray website. So if anybody wants to donate a vacuum cleaner to the Friends of LBL, that might be something that they could put to use.
Yeah, well, you get in all those vehicles, they get pretty dirty.
Yeah, I can understand that completely.
Yeah.
Well, if there's anything else that you'd like to mention, Emily, here's your shot.
Oh, well, right now that's kind of what we've got on. There's a lot of volunteer opportunities out here. We would love to have anybody who's got any, if you've got a skill you think you can donate, you know, get in contact with us and we'll hook you up with something to do. We have 170,000 acres and 5 facilities, and we're just looking for help. So
you can contact Emily directly at 270-924-2007. But again, you can also check out the website, friendsoflbl.org, or go to volunteermurray.org, and you can search for the Friends of Land Between the Lakes. Emily Schmadeke is the Land Between the Lakes Association Volunteer Coordinator. Emily, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.